In the Viking Age, swords were not only tools for killing. The craftsmanship involved in creating a good blade lent them an aura of prestige and importance. As a result, the best swords were not only powerful weapons, but pieces of art in and of themselves. This Anglo-Saxon iron sword pommel from the Museum of London is a good indicator of the extent of the artistry that went into the creation and the decoration of a fine sword. Sadly, we do not know the circumstances in which the pommel, which dates back to the late 8th century, was found, but this piece from pre-Viking Age England shows the blend between art and function present on these weapons, and also establishes a cultural connection between Anglo-Saxon England and Scandinavia, even before the start of the Viking raids in England. Most noticeable about this pommel, the silver gilt plating indicates a weapon of particularly high status. Evidence of significant wear and tear of both the gilding and the silver also indicates that the pommel was not strictly decorative, and indeed was put to repeated and practical use throughout its life. Also, the intricate decoration on the main part of the panel of the pommel reflects not only the artistic effort put into the weapon, but also establishes a connection between Northern European art styles in both Anglo-Saxon England and Scandinavia. The knot design is characteristic of the Viking Age, but is also seen here in an Anglo-Saxon piece. Also, that the pommel is found detached from the body of the sword might indicate that it was seen as somewhat of a personal artistic touch that could be removed and replaced if the sword found a new owner. This is also reflected in the famous Staffordshire hoard, which is positively littered with similar stripped weapon fittings and comes from Anglo-Saxon England. This pommel illustrates that the weapons during the Viking Age could themselves be decorated and prestigious objects. Despite, or perhaps because of their frequent military use, the best weapons were richly decorated, perhaps with designs that even had personal significance. And furthermore, these artistic embellishments were found not on ornamental weapons, but those that were consistently used in actual warfare.